This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 1 year ago today, police officers in Aurora approached Elijah McClain on the street. The 23-year-old black man was taken off life support nearly a week after that encounter. CPR's Maggie Donahue reports that artists are now honoring him around the world.
On a wall in New York City, Vince Ballantyne recently painted a mural of Elijah McClain. The piece includes some of the last words McClain spoke while pleading with the officers who pinned him down.
That was the most heartbreaking thing for me because I couldn't get past the point of the true savagery in it. This person is talking to you with clear mind and they're young and defenseless and this is what you're doing to him.
McClain was taken to the hospital after officers put him in a chokehold and paramedics gave him a powerful sedative. Now, a year later, Ballantyne says he hopes that sharing McClain's story helps teach more people about racial injustice. McClain's name has been mentioned alongside those of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor during protests against police brutality in Colorado and nationwide. Many remember McClain as an introvert and an animal lover who taught himself to play the violin and even played for cats inside animal shelters. And artists around the world, from Missouri to New Zealand, have paid tribute to him. Lisa Lloyd is based in England. She says she felt heartbroken when she learned about McClain.
He was trying to put good energy out there. He was clearly had empathy, clearly sensitive.
Now, Lloyd is creating a series of intricate paper flowers. She says each custom flower will honor a specific victim of racial violence. And there's one for McClain. She plans to put them all in a big frame to represent how racial injustice is so widespread. When she's done, Floyd says she'll auction off the piece to benefit the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm Maggie Donahue, CPR News.
You can read more about the artists who've been inspired by Elijah McClain and see photos of their work at denverite.com. And Morning Edition continues for this Monday. Thank you for being here. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.